Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going through verses from the Seven Deadly Friendships, which is releasing in just a few days. So keep praying that that would go well, not for my sake, because, you know, I don't make tons of money off of my books or anything, but just for the sake of getting it into the hands of folks who actually need it. So thank you for that in advance. We are going to be, the next couple days, we're going to be in Job, which weirdly, you might think that's strange, but amazing relational book, because he has all these friends who act a certain way, and I just could really relate to Job and how he was dealing with these so-called friends. And so if you're especially dealing with people who are trying to say, well, it's your fault you're suffering, or all sorts of other insensitive things, go read through the book of Job, because it's pretty amazing. Right now we're in Job 12:5 in the New International Version, the NIV, and it says this: "Those who are at ease have contempt for misfortune, as the fate of those whose feet are slipping." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, for those of us who are at ease, help us not to have contempt for those who are going through something hard. And Lord, help us to have the kind of empathy that is needed to walk alongside someone. And I always use that phraseology. I know people are like, Mary always says walk alongside, but that's so true. And I only pray that because you are walking alongside us. We are not alone. You have not forsaken us. You have not left us. You are the God who hears. You are the God who notices, who takes notice of us, who sees us in our dark places. I'm reminded of the prophet Elijah, who just has done these amazing things, and the prophets of Baal, and he's had this great victory, and he's in the middle of nowhere at a creek, and he just wants to die. And yet, Lord, you saw him there, and you fed him, and you took care of him. And so, Lord, before I even pray about helping us to be helpers to others, I just have to pray today that you would help us. I've been struggling, and I have been battling my own depressive thoughts, and I've been battling my own heightened anxiety, and I need to know that you're there. I need to know that you see this. I need to know that you see me. I need to know that you are for me, not against me, and that you see the miry part of my brain that is rehashing pain. So Lord, would you just be there for us? Would you take notice of our feet that slip? And would you put our feet upon a rock, making our footsteps firm? Would you help us to know that we're not on a slippery slope, but that you've got our hand, and that you're pulling us up out of that pit, out of the miry clay? We so need to know that you are with us and for us, and that you will strengthen us when we are weak, that you will give us hope when hope is waning, that you will give us life when it feels like death is all around, that you will give us perspective when my mind especially goes back to negative thoughts. Lord, help us to think positively about today. Help us to understand that we can always be grateful, and we can always look back and remember the ways that you have been faithful to us. You are so faithful, Lord. You have taken all of us on a journey. You have saved us. You have sent your Son to die in our place, a perfect man for so many imperfect people, a sinless man for the sinners of this world. And he took upon himself all of that pain, the pain that we inflicted against others, and the pain that's been inflicted against us, upon his sacred shoulders, upon his sacred brow. And Lord, he said, it is finished. And so for those today who are battling shame and just think, well, yeah, I just can't keep going because I keep messing up. But Jesus says, it's finished. That sacrifice once and for all matters. It counts. And your our salvation is not based on what we do or what we don't do, but the completed work of Jesus Christ, life, death, resurrection. And so we pray for that resurrection today, especially for those who are battling depression and anxiety. We pray for resurrection. We pray for a new perspective. We pray you would lift our hurts. We pray you would lift our hearts. We pray you would lift our minds, that you would lift our minds out of that cyclical, painful thinking. You would give us new ways to think, new ways to believe, new ways to trust, and help us when we don't trust. Help us when we lack faith. Help us when we slip into despair. And instead, would you just speak life over us today, because you see us when our feet are slipping, and you love us even when we have no faith, even when we are struggling. And Lord, I just thank you right now that when we are weak, you are strong. So it's actually a badge of honor, weirdly and paradoxically, when we're weak, because then we can experience your strength. So we ask for it today with boldness. Give us your strength in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have someone who is struggling with depression, anxiety, any of those things, maybe you should pass this on to them today. I would so appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I do pray that you would know absolutely that the Lord loves you with abandon. Quick announcement, if you want to grow deeper with Jesus every day, as we've been praying these prayers every day, there's a way to do that now. We have four journals and they go by the season. So the autumn 92-day journal, and there's a winter one and a spring one and a summer one as well. And you can write down the scripture of the day, your own prayer, a place where you can list your gratitude and also the answers to prayer. And so this is just a way for you to take your Pray Every Day experience and journal it for your own spiritual growth. This will help support the podcast. So just look in the show notes and you will find a link to Amazon to be able to purchase this 92-day journal this autumn. So thank you so much. And huge thanks to Tricia Goyer, who came up with the idea for me.